This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 2 for Tuesday, August 1st. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. ICE Futures canola contracts were weaker Tuesday, although well off their session lows after uncovering support to the downside. Speculative positioning and improving moisture conditions in parts of Western Canada contributed to the declines. Follow-through selling after yesterday's sell-off was a feature. The November contract down $5 at $779 per ton. It had traded as low as $771 at one point today, but managed to correct off that low. The Chicago soy complex also turned higher after earlier losses, and that provided spillover support for canola. Weakness in the Canadian dollar, down by over half a cent relative to its U.S. counterpart, underpinned the futures. In the U.S., activity was mixed with gains in most soybean contracts and losses in the grains. Soybeans did trade to both sides of unchanged but moved higher in the most active months, November up 9 cents at $13.41 per bushel. Declining condition ratings for the U.S. soybean crop provided support, with soybeans losing 2 points in the good to excellent category on the week, now at 52%. An estimated 83% of the crop is blooming, slightly ahead of the 78% average, with 50% setting pods. Corn condition ratings were also down on the week, but shifting weather forecasts kept that market under pressure. September corn down 7 cents at $4.97 per bushel. The U.S. corn crop was rated 55% good to excellent in the latest report, down 2 points from the previous week, with 84% in the silking stage of development. Forecasts calling for milder temperatures and welcome rains in parts of the Corn Belt over the next week weighed on prices. Wheat futures ending mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the September contract at $8.56.5 per bushel, while the winter wheat's all lower. Kansas City down 8 cents in September at $8.04 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat down 13 cents in the September contract at $6.52 per bushel. The U.S. winter wheat harvest was 80% complete as of this past Sunday, 1 point ahead of pre-report expectations. Meanwhile, spring wheat condition ratings in the country dropped sharply, losing 7 points in the good to excellent category, now at 42%. General strength in the U.S. dollar was also bearish for wheat, cutting into export demand. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Tuesday, August 1st. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.